Nestled next to Sydney's Van Isle Marina is a brand new development that puts the harbour almost right at one's doorstep. Harbour Haven features four commercial units, a first-of-its-kind storage facility, and two $3 million residential homes, one already sold, breathing life into what builder Scott Davies saw as a neglected part of town that was full of potential. "What he's created here is extraordinary," said realtor Chase Whitson. "He's a visionary with a remarkable ability to unlock the hidden potential in a property." The development, which Sydney Council unanimously approved for a permit application in the spring of 2022, emphasizes coastal life and a connection to the harbor. For locals, the lot might be a familiar one, though transformed almost beyond recognition. It's the former site of the Blue Peter pub and restaurant, which was completely destroyed, along with an insurance brokerage in the same building, in July 2011. Whitson, born and raised on the peninsula, even worked there when he was young. It was quite a destination pub for the peninsula. It had a beautiful patio and views of the active harbor. After the fire and up until 2021, the property fell into disrepair, explained Davies of Cube Project Management Limited, who bought it off Alberton owners a few years ago. "There was so much potential with that property. I just think it's a beautiful place to be." While Davies had done a lot of developments in Sydney, he noted the complexity of the project. Zoning made it very tricky, forcing Davies to create a multi-use property with a bit of everything. However, the end result completely breathed new life into the area. "You can't compare it," Davies said. "It was a parking lot with a hole in the middle of the pier from where the fire was, and now it's a world-class, award-winning sort of development." The half-duplex is located in northeast Sydney. Jacob McNeil, Platinum Creative. The Sea Dweller offers luxury living steps from the sea. The uniqueness of the property and the location is the primary draw for the two residential properties, which offer an exceptional experience being so close to the water. With the first of two townhomes selling for full price immediately on day one, Whitson said they've had incredible reception to the second unit, called the Sea Dweller, whose name was coined after a Rolex watch. The modern, oceanfront townhome spans 3,202 square feet of designed living space, a double garage, and features private elevator access to all floors. And then, there's the view from the three large balconies, two which are ocean-facing. "It's a dynamic view," Whitson said. "You're looking out over Sahum Harbour and the busy waterways beyond the Van Isle Marina breakwater. During the day, fishing boats and marina traffic are constantly coming and going. There's always something new to watch. Then at sunset hour, the scene becomes serene. In the evenings and on weekends, it's so peaceful and quiet," he said. "From the balconies, you get exceptional sight lines and beautiful exposure to the surroundings." The Sea Dweller home in Harbour Haven overlooks Van Isle Marina. Jacob McNeil, Platinum Creative. The three-level home blends seamlessly into the area thanks to its high-quality modern industrial look, featuring rust metal paneling and zinc metal siding. Off a large patio is the southwest-facing entry, which enters into the spacious open-concept shared kitchen, dining room and living room. A wall of windows overlook the back patio and harbor in the near distance. "It's absolutely captivating," Whitson said. "The moment you step inside the home, the ocean view just opens up in front of you, and it stays with you in every room. No matter where you are, you're connected to the water." The open concept space is further enhanced by 10-foot ceilings, skylights, a gas fireplace and wide plank hardwood flooring. Then there's the chef-inspired kitchen, featuring custom millwork, quartz countertops, and top-of-the-line SS appliances. Upstairs are the two lavish primary suites, with spa-like en-suites and west-facing decks, aimed to create a seamless blend of indoor-outdoor living. "It's perfect for downsizers or early retirees who love boating," Whitson said. "Or it could be a great second home for someone from out of town who keeps their boat at one of the local marinas." Two primary suites offer spa-inspired en-suites and walk-in closets. Jacob McNeil, Platinum Creative. Adding to the boating lifestyle is the state-of-the-art storage facility located in the space below the residential units. Maintained by Davies, the first-of-its-kind facility in Greater Victoria offers boaters the ability to rent from 200 premium, climate-controlled self-storage lockers with a total of over 10,000 square feet of storage, including video surveillance and an alarm system. Aside from the connection to marine life, the townhouses are a 30-minute walk away from the heart of downtown Sydney. "It's very walkable," Whitson said. "You have beautiful beaches and great restaurants right at your doorstep." Reflecting on the redevelopment, Davies said everyone he has spoken to about the project seems to love it. For Whitson, that enthusiasm is proof the project has delivered on its promise, transforming a once-neglected lot into something extraordinary. "I've been selling real estate on the peninsula for 13 years, and I'm proud to be working with Scott Davies," he said. "The work he does is beautiful, and it's an honor to represent his projects. It's innovative for our market. I've never seen anything quite like it."